Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Well, if you're only listening, you guys should catch our YouTube viewer. Catch it on YouTube and see our little Grease rendition we just did. I really, really, really loved Grease Live last night. Did you guys see it?
No.
I haven't seen it yet, but everyone said, you know, Vanessa was amazing and, like, it was incredible. So I'm going to go home tonight and get in my little Jimmy Jammies, put on my Mickey Mouse pajamas, actually, because I've got them. I'm wearing them at the moment, and watch it, and that can, you know, get me to sleep.
Perfect.
Julianne Hough is, like, so gorgeous to me, and I wanted to watch it, but my internet or my cable wasn't working, so
Well, catch it on fox.com. I heard you can watch it there now since it's aired. And you know what, this song at the end of the movie when they're like, oh, the gang's all together, really reminds me of everybody on Vanderpump Rules and how everyone's a couple. So I thought we should use this song tonight.
Totally. Pretty absolutely
great.
Yes.
But tonight we're going to be talking about season 4 episode 14, Sex, Lies, and Stassi's Videotape. Hey guys, I'm your host Megan Stecker. We're all so excited to be back here again. Real quick, we just want to remind you that we do bring you all this fabulous content here on AfterBuzz TV for free. And if you guys could do us a lovely favor, go onto YouTube, give us that thumbs up, like us, head to iTunes, SoundCloud, give us a 5-star rating. That'd be awesome. And if you guys want to head to our social media and follow us, that would be amazing as well. We love talking with you, conversing over social media. You guys can find me on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. That's all at Megan Stecker. And my lovely co-host this evening, introduce yourselves.
Hey everyone, I'm Justine, and you can find me on Twitter at JustineDivana3, on an Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine, and I'm coupless today, so let's not make this awkward.
I know. And I'm going to say, Megan, I was like, fuck, she's good. Like, you're like so professional.
Wait, I was thinking, she's like, bam, 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 and I'm like, that's me. So I'd be like, oh, wait, what am I saying again? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, look, she's talented. Love it. But anyway, I'm Dan Babic, and you can find me on Instagram at Dan Babic. It's probably all under there. And look, guys, I'm chilled out vibes today because
you are.
I went into work at 5 a.m. So I've got a man bun. I'm wearing black and grey, so I feel so straight. I feel so manly. No cologne. I'm like, I can smell some sweat.
You came in today. You're like, oh my God, like, I'm not really wearing any makeup. And I'm just like, me and Megan are like, you look so much better. You look so fresh.
I know. Your skin looks like young and fresh. Like, let it breathe.
I love it.
Yes. Let it breathe. Yes, yes, yes.
We love this vibe, Dan.
We love this vibe. Well, let's start at the very beginning. We are all just freshly back from Hawaii. The gang is all back. Jax is still pretending. I was going to use some other choice words. I'm going to say, in my opinion, Jax is still pretending that he's very sorry about stealing these sunglasses, and he hopes he can make it up to Brittany. I think that he's sorry he got caught. But what do you guys think? I felt like I saw so much, like, fakey acting from him this week. What did you guys think?
Totally. Well, because I'm feeling so manly, I'm going to say, I was just like, grow up, mate. Like, I was just like, grow up, mate. Like, yeah, it's just like 36. Like, it's such a joke. Like, and he's got a history of, you know, like, stealing shit. So I thought, I'm actually just like, you're past this show. Like, you're too old for it. Get off.
Yeah, ooh, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. When he said he was 36, I thought maybe he was, like, 32, 33. I was like, you're closer to 40 than you were to 30, and you're still acting like a child. I don't know. I think he's completely just like, he wants to look good. He's not really truly sorry.
Mm-hmm. I got a kick out of everybody at Sir talking smack about him, like looking at their phones, like they just found out through social media Jack's got arrested. What did you guys think of Lala's reaction? I'm going to quote it because I found this to be, I've been such a Lala champion this year, but I feel like this kind of was a little off-putting to me. And some of her critics, I think, kind of lean toward this kind of behavior and speech from her and saying that they don't like her. So let me quote, if you were a drug dealer with a shit ton of money, then that's hot. But she's saying, but he's, you know, a 36-year-old doofus that tried to steal a pair of sunglasses. So what did you think about her comment tonight?
What does it matter? Like, I don't understand. So just because you're rich and a drug addict makes you hot? Like, I just don't get it. Why?
I guess she finds out.
This is such a good panel. Do you guys realize that we are all drug free? We don't do, none of us do drugs.
No.
LA, that is like, the only thing I do is pop an Adderall when I need to focus because I'm so ADD, but like we are so, so clean.
And we're not just saying this to be like, oh, we don't do drugs. I mean, like I legitimately, like I couldn't. I'm too wired as it is.
Yeah, same.
I think I've been known to drink like a Kristen level amount of alcohol in the evening, you know, but that's legal.
Exactly. That's totally fine. Yes. But Lala, yes, I thought, well, she was a bit of a whore from way back. Remember when she first came in, that she had the slutty Instagram?
Oh, and she had, yeah. And she was trying to, like, get the free trip to Italy, yeah.
Yeah, so it's always been there, so I think it's just coming out a bit more now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's been there, but she's so cool that, you know, people aren't hating her for it, because she's so cool. I still think she's cool, I just think that, I don't know, that's just weird to say. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think just because someone that, if they were a drug addict or a drug dealer or whatever and they had money, I don't think I'd be like, you know what, I think he's hot. It doesn't really make sense.
I know, like maybe back in, I mean, I don't want to say that I think that that's hot. I think that maybe back in high school, at a time when you're very easily led by your peer group, if people thought that that was kind of hot, maybe that's the only time I could have thought that, like, oh, hey, this guy's a little older and he's got all this money and a nice car because he's selling weed or so. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only time I could conceptualize myself thinking that was cool. Not when I'm like 25. All right, well, how old is she? 23, 24, 25?
Well, I think 25, yeah.
24, 25.
I'm getting such good Elsa vibes from you right now. I can't even focus.
Do you
like, look how good. Like, her braid is so cute. And it's like,
it's really, oh my God, it's not very nice. So it's a wig.
No, it's
every time everyone sees me on here, I have like different hair all the time. But I do hair and makeup. I'm allowed to be different, right?
It's such a good look for you. I love it.
My fake glasses.
Good Elsa vibes. Like, your eyes look so blue and big and clear, and like the hair is like the white braid. I love it.
Oh my God, thanks. And they're my fake glasses. They're for when I'm like, I don't really feel like going all out with my makeup, so let me just throw the glasses on. That's literally what happened.
Yeah. We're all having a day where we're like, I just couldn't pull it all together.
It just wasn't working. I tried. I was like, not having it.
No, hot mess as we are today. I love it.
So, after Lala's comment, Sheena and Katie go to Kristen's. They tell Kristen, they're filling her in on everything. It is categorized as a Class C felony for Jack. So this is no, like, little wrist slapping, getting away with it. He actually has to get lawyers involved.
Oh, my God.
And he's in trouble. And Tom mentions this evening that he'll probably have to go on probation, best case scenario. So it's kind of a big deal.
Mm.
I'm so bad. I haven't been paying attention in real life if this has all been handled in court yet. And or if it's all still kind of in progress. I don't know. Have you guys seen anything yet?
I haven't. No, I haven't.
We're being bad researchers.
Because I don't follow him. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to put on my straight vibes now. Mate, you're a loser. You're a fucking loser.
Yeah, I mean,
like, you're 36. You don't have a cent to your name, and you're getting like you're stealing sunglasses from Hawaii.
Here's the thing. He does have plenty of money.
Oh,
so this kleptomaniac thing he's had going on for years is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because it's like you should be over it by now. This was something he was doing when he didn't have any money. And he started it as a kid. Like, whenever he had a girlfriend, he would steal something from someone else to give to the girlfriend.
Ah.
It was like, oh, you're cute. Like, it's like, you're younger, so you can get away with it. But now it's like...
Yeah. And or you learn that was wrong, you know.
Totally,
your parents tell you that's wrong. You get in trouble, whatever. I guess his mom never punished him, or he's just that bad of a dude. He's constantly stealing. Like, you've seen it on the show for every season.
Well, his mom, that one day they were talking about him... stealing stuff, and she laughed about it. So, you know, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and blame the mom because he's 36 years old, but at the same time, like, she seemed to think it was funny, so maybe he grew up being, like, thinking, oh, you know, my mom doesn't care. She thinks it's funny, so he thought maybe it was okay. I don't know. I just think it's definitely more embarrassing that it's, like, it's not like, oh, he's struggling and needs something. He needs to steal. It's like, at this point, it's like, wow, that's part of his personality.
Yeah.
Because he has money.
Really sad that he has tons of money and he still has stupid kid stuff like this.
Well, yeah, I just think he's an idiot. And I'm so glad that Lisa, I finally, because deep down, I think deep down, I am a Lisa. I do like Lisa deep down because I think she's a giver. She's very, very generous, but she's just very, very fake. But we saw real Lisa tonight. She got on the emotions. She was being real and she kind of went there.
I know. I liked we were like peeling back the layers on Lisa tonight.
Like, was she like about to cry? Didn't it seem like she was?
Yes, or that she was so angry that she was trying to like reel in how angry she does have that really awesome power to intimidate you with a quiet voice and just kind of a look with like she'll cast her eyelashes down a little bit and lower her voice and like put the fear of God in you. She's so good at that. I need to learn how to do that.
It's so scary.
It's so not me, but I'd love to learn to do that.
I would be legitimately. Is that why you were kind of nervous to interview her? Because you're just like, oh my God, like.
Well, I never really understood that whole side of her. I just thought her comments were rude, but I did notice that a lot of this, cast members, sorry, I was going to say staff members. I mean, I guess they are staff members. Everybody on Vanderpump Rules would always say she's really intimidating. So when I saw it firsthand, I was like, this is what they mean. She stood extremely close to me. She was a little bit higher than me in her heels. And so she did this thing where she looked down at me through, like, you know, she just cast her eyes down and spoke kind of softly. And it was crazy. And the way she's able to dominate a conversation and turn it back around on you, it's an art form.
And she's not, like, loud like us and talkative. It's like, she dominates in, like, a soft way. It's like, we should learn how to do that, Dan.
I know we need to learn how to do that. I'm just thinking she's amazing at this, well, this episode. I like her now,
And she's really good at, I think, thinking for just a moment before she speaks.
Mm.
And that way, it comes across, like, slowly and clearly. And she's thought about anything she might not want to say and probably holds it back. It's really a skill.
Like, completely opposite of me.
Same.
Like, completely. Same. Like, I don't think before I talk, if I was her and that was Jax, I'd be like, da-da-da-da, you idiot, blah, blah, blah. But she sits and she thinks and says, and I'm like, God, maybe we got to all learn a little something from Lisa.
All about the Lisa vibes tonight, that's for
sure.
Yeah.
So the girls are still gossiping as far as where we are in the episode here. So Kristen wants to know all about Tom and Ariana Juice gossip that happened in Hawaii. Now Sheena has the nerve to say to her, I don't feel comfortable about talking about this with you, but
oh my God.
And then kind of just reveals, you know, I had to apologize for everything I said, but I really wasn't sorry. It's like, all right, whatever.
She's like a little barking dog.
You know what? We really needed a break from last week we said we need a break, right? And we really got a break from her this week. It was pretty great.
I was starting to get I was getting sweats. I'm like, I hate you.
You were crazy last week. Like, sweat coming out of your head. Like,
because she's just, she just plays both sides. Like, she's always like, I'm so honest. I'm so this. I'm so that. And then she just sits there and just tries to make nice with everyone. It's like, you can't talk shit and then try to be their friend. Like, you need to make up your mind.
I'm sorry to backtrack really quickly. I just remember one of my favorite moments with Jax and Lisa was when he said, no, I'm a good guy. And she said, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
She was, like, so ultra-dramatic, and it was everything. Like, she really wants to be on a soap opera. Like, there was a great episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this season where she went to Eileen, another fellow housewife of hers, is on The Young and the Restless. So they went to visit her at work on the set. And Eileen's like, I want to run lines with you. Or, I'm sorry, Lisa's like, Eileen, I want to run lines with you. And she wanted to take Eileen's lines. And Eileen's like, no, you read the other lines and I read mine. And that's how I practice. And she's like, no, I want to be you. Like, I just think it's, like, the perfect role for her.
Totally.
To be, like, one of those, like, bitchy women who doesn't yell on the soap operas. Like, very, like, a Erica Kane. Like, they don't yell, but they really are, like, all the presence in the room, and they slap people. It's so, I think that's
so
her.
She would be really good at that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we saw it tonight. It's so her. It's perfect for her.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, she needs to get on a soap because she started off as an actress. That's when she first came to LA.
She did?
Yeah, she came, but she was on Baywatch for a little bit. She was shot an episode of Baywatch.
You got to look up the old footage. Like, go on YouTube. Yeah. It's so funny.
I have not done my Lisa research.
Face looks so different, too. So it's just fun to watch.
Yeah.
I haven't done my full Lisa research. Yeah, thank you for telling me that. Then. Yeah, so anybody that doesn't know that, let's look it up. I'm so down.
Mm. One more quick thing on the Sheena tip. What did you guys think of her saying? I felt like this was kind of major for her to say. She feels like the roles of Ariana and Kristen are reversed.
That's a big statement. I would not be happy if I were Ariana rewatching this.
I feel like they're not going to be friends in real life anymore after this. She said so much crap about her on the show this year.
They posted a picture on Instagram, though.
That was last week, right?
Yeah, and it's like, oh, like, you know, whatever happens, that was over the summer, we're all good now, so... I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't know how they do it. Like, because we were all, you know, we were all kind of defending Sheena for such a long time because the drama in her life was warranted.
We loved her.
You know, she wasn't it was just happening to her. She wasn't creating it. But now she can just be at peace and everything can be fine. But she's out there trying to make drama and she thrives off it. So I'm just glad that we didn't see much more of her after that and we could just get on with the show.
Let's just do her one little tiny scene she had so we don't have to talk about her.
Good,
at all.
Knock her out, yes.
So she and Shay go out to dinner for their 1-year anniversary. She's looking extremely bridal. I can't hate it. I thought the dress was adorable. We both did. We thought the dress was so cute.
I was like, can I have her dress, please?
But it's kind of like, do girls really do that? I feel like she's in such like a cheesy, I'm in my 20s, like cute phase of life where you're like so cheesy all the time. It's like, oh, it's my 1-year anniversary of me being a bride, so I have to dress up like a bride again. It's like, no, you don't, but okay. I mean,
I didn't notice that she was dressing like a bride. I just noticed how cute her dress was.
I thought it was bridal-esque.
Maybe. I don't know why,
but she reminds me of, like, Hannah Montana. If Hannah Montana got a little bit of a meth addiction and became a bit of a slurry and dyed her hair brown.
Oh, my God.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Like, you're saying she looks like her?
No, but just the way she acts, like, on the show, because Hannah Montana's like, oh, my God, I'm, like, getting really into it, but, like, yeah, that's what she reminds me of.
Well, I almost spit out my soda in that So I was really pissed off and annoyed at her constant not understanding Shay's addiction problems and thinking she can tell him how to act. So tonight she told him, oh God, I didn't write it down. I'm sorry. I'm looking down at my notes, She said he needs to figure out where to lie in the middle of not drinking at all and then not drinking too much. But she said it in a terrible way that like made me furious.
Like she like sits up like this in her litter. Jesus, I can't talk. Sits up in her little interviews and she's like, you know, he needs to figure out blah, blah, blah. I don't want to be like, no, you can't drink, but I don't want to be like, you can drink. Like, she's just not taking it seriously at all. I've said this in the past when I was defending her and about the whole addiction thing. And now that it's all of that is past, all of the drama, like her and Shay are finally doing good, she still doesn't get it. She's not getting it.
I can't stand it. And she's just like, I'm all about the feminist vibes. I like strong, independent women. And she's like, she's like there kicking her little legs. She's acting like a child, a little girl. So I'm just glad we didn't see much more of her after that because I'm telling you, I needed a breather.
I know,
I was ready to hit her up on Twitter.
You're a feminist?
Yes, I am a feminist.
Oh, it's so funny. I'm not. I think I read a comment a while ago, like, Justine, a feminist, not a feminist, haha. And I'm like, wait, the best part is I'm really not. Do I come off like I am?
Who cares? Yeah. You can be whatever you want to be, so no judging from being a feminist or not.
I'm just curious if I look like one.
Yeah. What can you do, yes.
What
does a feminist look like?
Well, I think it's different to everyone. I just think feminist is, I mean, we do have those bloody extreme ones that are like, nah, keep going on.
That's what I think of, and I'm like, I'm not one of those.
But I don't like extreme anyone. I don't like extreme vegans. I don't like extreme Christians. I don't like extreme gay people that are like, like they've only got gay friends. Like, I don't like anyone that's extreme. So, but I just think a feminist is a strong, independent woman that is equal to a man, but other people have different definitions.
Oh, okay.
That's why I would call you a feminist with my definition,
With your definition, yes. But with, like, other people's, like, crazy, like, rioting girls, I'm like, no, that
calm
is
down,
not me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about Brittany working at Hooters? Because I can't imagine a more perfect fit.
Brittany?
Yes.
She's found a calling in life. That's what Brittany's meant to do.
I think so, too.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, actually, you're right. Because she seems like, oh, she's that sweet girl. And then I'm like, well, you know, actually, that would be kind of good for her.
She looks great in the uniform. She's super freaking sweet. And she can remember when she's dropping off three different kinds of hot wings, which one is which one. They all look the same. I mean, I would love to be waited on by her at Hooters.
Why can't we talk today?
I know. It's been such a long day. We're all waking up too early and staying up too late, I guess.
I know. But yeah, I'm just like, oh, Brittany, there we go. That's what you're meant to do, love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she tried to go get a job at Sir, and she didn't even bring her resume. Twice.
Nah.
Like, the owner, who is also a reality show legend, is like, yeah, come, we'll let you come interview here / audition to be on the show. And she doesn't even read her resume.
But wasn't it, like, she didn't know? I thought Jack just took her. Or am I, like, mixing this up?
Well, the first time, it was like, hey, can Brittany work here? And she's like, well, maybe, like, let's get a resume going. Like, let's have a proper meetup. Then she came to meet with Lisa a second time.
Second time,
had no resume. Oh, yeah. She's like, hi, Lisa, nice to meet you.
Lisa's like, who does this that way, love? She walks down there on the left, and she's like, all right. Now she's there. Her tits are too good to be wasted at Sir. Like,
they are.
And that's a gay guy saying
it. All the girls at Sir usually are pretty flat-chested because they fucking eat, like, cotton balls soaked in orange juice and they stay skinny.
Totally, yeah.
Like that Christina girl, she's so beautiful, but she's such a skinny model.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, honey, go work those down the street at Hooters. She's got a tush and some boobs, and she looks great in the uniform.
Down the street.
Yeah, down the block. There you go.
I'm not sure what Hooter she works at, but I'm sure, like, it's a good one.
I feel like Jax is like, yep, that's my girl. Like, all proud.
He said that. Didn't he say that to me? He's like, that's my girl.
Oh, if he did, then I didn't realize he said exact words.
And I love that he's, like, checking out the other girls while he's...
Of course he is, because he's a piece of shit.
He's an idiot. Like, yeah, that's non-negotiable. He's just an absolute fucktard.
Can you imagine dating a Jax? Can you, like, actually imagine?
I hope Brittany takes this all the way as far as it can go for her. I mean, she's putting up with so much. And if she's genuinely in this relationship, she's already been made so much of a fool out of. Who knows how much worse it's going to get this season. Like, I hope that she takes this appearance on this show to as high as it can go. I hope she gets a movie out of it.
Can you just imagine her talking to her family and connecting, like, Mama, I'm in a show! And they're like, yeah! Like,
I bet that would be their exact response.
Well, from one clown to another, let's talk about Kevin, Jax's friend. Jax so lovingly has set up his friend Kristen with his buddy Kevin.
Who he's hooked up with. Like, I'm just saying, Jax hooked up with Kristen, and now BFF, and now they're going on double dates. Just saying, it's a little weird.
Oh, Jax hooked up with his friend Kevin? What?
I was like, yeah, gay storyline. I like that. That sounds good.
Oh, you took it like that.
Same, yeah.
So, I can't with this clown, Kevin. What did you make of this whole scenario? Like, what do you think his motives were? What was his deal? Did he just want to get laid, or did he want to get on the show, or both?
I think he wanted to get on the show. Actually, both. He seems kind of stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, he just doesn't really seem...
He seems stupid like Jax to me.
Yeah. Like, he seems like... I don't know. He couldn't even, like, answer a question correctly. He kept going back. They called him out. Like, I think Kristen called him out last week. They called him out again about having a girlfriend, and he just couldn't really form a good sentence.
But
I know.
That's all right. He probably got like $2,000 for the episode, about $2,000 he would have got for that little, you know, cameo.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you know about reality show rates? I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, I do. Apparently, if you make like a little cameo and stuff, like it is, and if you're in the promos, which he was, then it's $2,000 minimum.
Really?
So, yeah, for a day.
So, wow.
So how much do these stars?
It's almost like, you know,
people
when you
make.
Can we make a cameo on the show?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like, you know, when you have a like when you sign a contract. It's you get paid less because you get holidays and shit than a casual. It's a bit like that. If you just kind of pop on, and then if you're actually on the promos, you get a bit more.
Wait, so how much do you think that these cast members are making?
They're actually not making too much in comparison to the Beverly Hills ones, but they're all on about six figures.
Damn!
Yeah.
I won't be complaining to just Jackson do nothing and get paid.
Plenty of effing money to not have to steal a pair of sunglasses.
Mm. Yeah, like, I think it's just in his nature. I think he literally is just a klepto.
He's just a terrible person.
That's just it.
Like, what's wrong with you in your brain? I think he was on drugs and drinking.
Same. That's what I reckon.
I like how Lisa cut him off and was like, oh, are you a drunk or a thief or a liar?
That's
what
I'm saying. It was the most perfect thing that she said because he always has an excuse. Oh, I was drunk. Oh, I was this. Oh, I did this because of this. And she's like, okay, wait, thief, drunk, liar, which one? And he couldn't answer because they're all bad. So
he's all three.
Yeah, grow up. No more Jacks. He's in the Sheena pile. Put them off to, I don't know, Coney Island or something like that. I never want to see them again.
Coney Island. Oh, my God. I like Stassi tonight. It was like, everyone knows Jack steals. And we got the run through, the rundown of, like, all of his stealing that's aired on the show. God knows what else
I
has
know.
Gone on. Like,
exactly. So much has probably happened before that aired on the show, and there was a bunch.
You know what I don't think they mentioned that was from maybe season 2 or season 3? There was a pair of sunglasses Katie had been given by Jax. He has a real sunglass stealing problem.
What? Like,
I don't know what birthday number it was for her, but it was her birthday 20-something or 30 or whatever, and Jax gives her an expensive pair of sunglasses, and it was like Stassi's old pair or something. Like, it was someone else in the group's, like, old pair of sunglasses that he still had in his apartment or something.
What is with him in sunglasses? I could give two shits if I own sunglasses over $10. I think these were, like, $5.
The fact that you care about designer sunglasses, Jack, says a lot about you. Says everything.
Really? Who cares? Would you? Do you care about designer sunglasses?
I obviously do, yeah. Oh. I'm like all about them.
Oh, yeah, you are. Oh, see, me? I could literally give two shits.
Well, no, Dan, you have a great philosophy about something that's name brand. Why don't you share with our audience?
Yeah, tell me.
No, but I'm a hustler, and I always say to people, you've got to spend on the classic items that you have forever. Mm-hmm. So if you buy a $300 pair of Persol sunglasses or even Ray-Bans, they're a bit basic, you have them forever.
See, it wouldn't happen for me because I break and lose my stuff all the time. I go through sunglasses like this, so for myself, maybe not everyone else, I can't do it because I'd lose them literally in a day.
Well, I mean, it's a great opportunity for a birthday or Christmas or something to be like,
invest.
Hey, mom, dad, hey, significant other, whatever, like, I'd love this $200 pair of sunglasses. I'll have them forever. They're a classic style and they're black and they'll go with everything, you know. Especially out here in LA, we wear sunglasses like 350 days a year. It's a great item to have, but you don't need to go steal it.
Yes. Exactly. Douche. I just lose everything. So.
Yeah, cross him off. And let's get to Stassi because I love Stassi now.
So we did a lot of Stassi this week. She was in and out of a lot of conversations, a lot of scenes, a lot of it revolving around Kristen. She's been sobbing over Patrick. So apparently Stassi thinks she's at rock bottom, but every day something new pops up that she thinks she's more at rock bottom. So she's decided that she's going to stay at Kristen's, even though we get to see the flashback of years ago where she wanted to give her a dildo wrapped in acid.
That is intense.
I know. It is intense how much she hated everyone.
Like, she goes the extra mile, though. Like, things that you think, I mean, she says and goes past that.
So we're seeing Stassi come back for an apology tour. And what do you guys think of her? I know. What do you guys think of her motives? Do you think she really saw the error of her ways, or she just wants back on the show?
A bit of both. I think it's, I mean, it's a killer paycheck for her. Mm-hmm. And she's thought, well, we were talking about it even before the show. She's like, she thought she was going to have her own reality show. Mm-hmm. She thought she was a baller. She's like, I don't need you guys anyway. I'm better. I'm bigger. And now look, she's come crawling back. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of karma. Everything comes full circle, baby. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I do think she does feel a little bit bad about some of the things she said. But I actually really like it so far, and I love the how beautiful in the promo shots, or when she was talking directly to the camera, when she had the light pink hair and the hot pink dress on, and that blue dress. I think she's looking better than ever. I'm like, if that's what rock bottom looks like, I want to hit rock bottom. She looks great.
That is true.
I know,
think
I did.
It's a
loved her makeup the whole episode. Yeah, it was good.
She looked on point. I think that she. I think it's a little of both. I think, you know, looking back at all the seasons, if that's what she did, I mean, that's embarrassing to look back at the way that you spoke to people. But then again, she kind of doesn't really care about anything. So, like, a normal person like us, we'd look back and feel sorry. But I don't know if she really, truly means it.
Right.
Like you said, she was supposed to get her own reality show, which I didn't notice. And then I didn't know that. And then now, what does she have? So,
yeah, I think it's a little bit of both, too. I think it's realizing that once she didn't have this boyfriend that was her whole world, she had no one. And she also doesn't have a job anymore because she lumped, you know, her job and her friends were one and the same, you know, being on the show. And she dumped everyone out of her life and quit the show, and she had nothing. So I think it's a little bit of both. I think she wants friends back. I think she wants her old job back.
She wants everything to go back to normal.
We all are agreeing. Yeah, totally, she does want everything to go back
and
to normal.
And I think you can learn a little bit of a lesson off Stassi. And I think hopefully she's learned the lesson that you can't put all your eggs in the one basket.
That's
because,
true.
Because, you know, if you put it all in a relationship or whatever it is, or all in your job or all in your friends, when that goes away, you're like, who am I? So even with mums, you see it all the time with the kids. When the kids leave,
we don't know. That's,
you got to spread your eggs far.
That's how a lot of...
How's that for sounds us? Really weird.
That's how a lot of people are, though. I've noticed that a lot of people, especially when they get boyfriends, it's like all about them, all about the boyfriends, and cut everyone out, and then they're left when they're done. Like, okay, I have no friends. I basically screwed over my job because I'd rather hang out with my boyfriend. So, I don't know. I feel like that's...
We're just so deep, aren't we, Justine? Like, we're just so deep. Like, you know, Vanderpump Rules After Show, really getting philosophical. It's all for you, Oprah, because as everyone knows, I'm Oprah obsessed, so...
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so what about every after show? We just try and do something, like, philosophical for, like, 10 seconds. Show the deeper side of ourselves.
10 seconds is probably long enough to be deep about Vanderpump Rules.
Yes, I agree.
But Stassi mentions something super interesting that I didn't know, is that Lisa is the one who paid off. I really do think this guy was Frank. They keep not using his name. But the guy that she was dating after Jax was on Vanderpump Rules with her, and his name was Frank. And I believe that is the person who, I believe the other cast members have mentioned this in the press, that is the person who she did the masturbation video for.
Yeah.
So it seems like tonight, from what we got to see, it was just over FaceTime. It wasn't, you know, anything like she was recording on a device. He was recording, I guess, off of his iPhone, or still had it saved on there somehow. Do you save? I didn't know you save FaceTimes.
I don't know, but...
You can do that?
I had no idea.
Yeah, so she probably was... I didn't know, but I probably wouldn't do it. But, like, still, like, he's a little sleazy scumbag. Like, how dare you? That's disgusting. That's the worst thing
you
could do.
First of all, he only wanted $900. I'm so surprised we didn't see Stassi say tonight, my vagina's worth way more than $900, you know?
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of all the scandals that were going on in Hollywood, where everything was getting leaked, all the pictures, all the videos. I just think... I mean, I feel two different ways about it. Haven't you learned by now that the internet or the phones, whatever, that nothing ever goes away?
Right.
That if you're going to put your face in something, it's bound to get out there. Like, it, not saying it will, but there's a chance. But then again, it's like kind of, I remember that whole J-Law thing, Jennifer Lawrence, and that whole thing. And
that
was
scary.
Like, that's my stuff. It shouldn't be out there. I agree with that, too.
Like getting hacked from the cloud.
Yeah,
that's really scary. Mm-hmm. Then people are like, well, they shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be doing that online. That's gross, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, well, like, why does, worry about yourself. Why does everybody care so much what everyone else does?
But, like, I think even sometimes, like, you would know as girls, like, you're like, oh, like, just take a photo of, like, your tits, like, just so you know what it looks like. Like, I've done it with my penis as well. Like, don't even say, like, I'm like, oh, just take a photo. You're like, oh, I wonder what I look like. And then I delete it. And then I'm like, I've just, you know, taken a photo. I just had a moment, you know, I'm like, oh, I want to take a photo of that. Don't even send it. And I'm like, I'll look there. That's what it looks like to everyone else. And then delete. But then it's out in the cloud. And then someone's like, sorry, just bumped you. He's like, putting me in the press. Like, it happens so easily.
Right.
Wait, if you delete a picture,
it's still
it
in
really
your
is.
Well, it's still in your recently deleted trash can for like 30 days.
No, you can delete that. You
delete
that.
But I feel like things never really go away.
That's
scary. You know what I mean? Like, computer professional techie people know how to, like, hack your hard drive and stuff like that to bring, or like, police can do it in case of something terrible were happening. They need to, like, research your phone. Like, they can bring all that back up. Like,
that's crazy. Like, think about it. Like, where is your dick pic right now? Is it, like, in the air? Is it, like, sitting next to you?
I know.
Like, where is it?
It's floating right in this room.
Like, really? It's really weird.
I was actually saying, oh, my God, I can't believe I was saying this. I'm like, well, no, I'm not saying it. I was actually going to say something really dirty, but I restricted myself because it was just inappropriate.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm like, can you believe restriction?
Growing.
That
you're
was
growing.
Just, very inappropriate what I was thinking. So moving on.
So actually, I'm shocked that Lisa's the one that paid her. But I think Lisa's intentions were, oh my God, I don't want her to ruin my reality show empire that I've got going on here. Like, all these kids are a gold mine and all their drama, and I don't want, you know, Bravo to shut it all down because it's getting sleazy now. And I don't know. That's kind of what I thought was happening.
But. I gave her the benefit of the doubt, good old Lisa. I just thought she did the right thing.
Well, Stassi is also the star of the show for the first two seasons, and I think it was kind of like, I got to save my star But maybe she really did was fond of her in that way, maybe.
Yeah, because she tries to mentor them, because obviously these kids, I love how I'm saying these kids and they're all older than me. But these people are like a bit trashy, a bit, you know, they were a bit on the cocoa, a bit probably going left wing. So she's kind of like train them up, like, you know, try and make them okay people mm-hmm. in society.
They're a bit juvenile for their age. Just
but, if, I don't know, even if she doesn't want to make the show sleazy and stuff, Stassi will bring ratings. So for her to not hire Stassi back, for her to not bring Stassi in, that must mean that she was really hurt and it's not about the show. Because
well, I don't think Stassi was asking for a job back. I think she just was. So
I'm surprised.
Yeah,
so Stassi ambushes Lisa,
yeah.
Which was ballsy. I kind of think that Lisa knew she was coming,
yeah,
obviously,
totally,
production-wise.
Yeah.
But I thought she did a great job of acting like she was surprised.
She was just sitting there with her books and her papers and other chairs empty, and then they kept showing, like, is she in there? Just her sitting like this, and then Stassi comes. It was just, like, too perfect.
I really enjoyed, like, both sides of the conversation, though. Like, Stassi in hysterics, Lisa with her, like, calm, like, owning this demeanor. I thought it was excellent.
She was, like, owning two huge conversations this week. Jax and Stassi.
Oh, she was holding court. I loved it.
Yeah, I was a really Lisa fan tonight, because I did see that genuine side of her, because she's... I mean, I did laugh when Stassi was kind of like... like, what have you given me? You just gave me a job as a waitress? Like, calm down. But I do actually think Lisa was kind of, you know, very upset because she really backed that horse.
It wasn't just a job as a waitress. She was on a reality show.
Totally.
She gave her
a
chance to be on a reality show. So she's sitting there like, oh, it was just a waitress. Like, come on.
Right.
She made you more than just a waitress. She made you have 500,000 followers. She made... She helped start your career. If it wasn't for her, you wouldn't be there. So
and
come
on. And that's definitely what Lisa meant. I think Stassi, in her interview, was kind of being prodded by producers, like, let's use this as a moment for you to do one of your old school bitchy comments, you know. Which was, like, classic Stassi to be like, I was slinging fried chicken. Like, what do I owe you? That's classic Stassi. But any final thoughts on where Stassi and Lisa stand?
I think is this a bit of a prediction moment?
Oh, let's predict.
Let's do it,
Let's go into prediction.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
After Lisa said, you've been really stupid, I feel like Stassi's a bit of an ego bruise, but where do you think they stand for next week and beyond?
I think that Lisa... It takes a while to earn back her respect, but I think you can. And I'm actually feeling like I'm going to like Stassi because she's going to be completely honest and just say it as it is. And unlike Sheena, that, you know, is all talk, and then when she gets confronted, is no do. I like that Stassi sticks to, you know, to what her convictions and what she stands for. So I think we're just going to see her journey unfold a lot.
Yeah, I think Lisa is softer than we think. You know what I'm saying? I think that, oh, that was my Twitter thing.
I was like, what was that?
Popular, yeah.
I don't know. I think that she's, you know, softer than you think. And I think her and Stassi will eventually become, they'll mend. And I don't know. I think it'll blow over the whole thing.
I agree. And I think next week's going to be all about Stassi trying to get back into her friendship with Katie. And she's so against it that Tom's going to step in on Katie's behalf and be like, you're a bitch, Stassi. It's going to be awesome.
I think you're onto something. I'm agreeing with you. I just kind of like, it's about the journey. You went a bit deeper, and I think that's going to happen. I like that.
I want to give a little shout out really quick.
Real quick.
We've been meaning to do this. I wrote it down, and I forgot my notepad over there, but... It Miss Nobody, you are always, always, always commenting on Twitter.
Shout out.
I would love to dish the dirt with you guys. Keep effing swearing, and I'm trying not to swear as much, so that's why I just said effing. And there's a couple other people, and I can't find them.
Shout out to Broadcast Asylum for always liking the tweet. I kind of feel like he's probably always watching the live stream. Shout out. Who else?
There's someone else.
Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Love Kelly. Yeah, she got me and Grant together for that little podcast.
Trash Talk. Hey, shout out.
I feel bad. Whoever is supportive, I really did write it down, but it's in the other room. There's a couple other people. I'm
Next
really sorry.
Week.
We tried.
Well, we love chatting with all you guys, so let's keep the conversation going this week. I'm so tired. Dan, where can they find you on social media?
I'm tired as well. I can't be bothered going through the whole thing. You know, Dan Babic, and then it's got an underscore for Twitter. There we go. What about you?
Well, I'm two different places. You can find me on Twitter at JustineDivana3 and on Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine. I post beauty videos and all that fun stuff, so check me out.
At some point this week, I will find my mind and fix my mouth. But until then, you guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. It's all at Megan Stecher, and that is spelled M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R. Thank you for joining us for Vanderpump Rules After Show this week, and we'll see you next week again. Bye!
Bye, guys!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.